Haven't you observed many disharmonious relationships? As a child, I remember observing many relationships, but I don't remember any that were happy ones. Most of those relationships were enduring relationships. They survived, but not in joy. I used to say that the majority of relationships I observed were experiencing a sort of quiet desperation. I didn't hear a great deal of complaining, but I also didn't see much joy.
Your childhood observation of predominantly joyless adults surrounding you is not uncommon even with children in your current time. It's much more common for children to observe their parents complaining about their relationships with employers, other drivers, the government, neighbors, and so on, than it is for them to hear appreciation. Most children do not have the advantage of observing parents who are in chronic states of appreciation and alignment, and so most children are developing unhealthy patterns of thoughts or beliefs about their relationships with others. But beneath those newly acquired unhealthy beliefs that they are picking up along their physical trail, as they observe the discontent of the adults who surround them, pulses a powerful desire for connection, love, and harmony. In other words, even though, like you, children rarely see truly happy relationships, most are still hopeful that they will be able to find one. We want you to understand that even if everyone you know is experiencing an unhappy relationship, there is a deep understanding within you that harmonious relationships are possible. And in fact, every time something unpleasant occurs within a relationship, an equal desire is born out of it. The more unpleasant things you experience within relationships, the more specific your desire becomes about what you would prefer instead. The reason why the subject of relationships is such a big subject, and the reason why so many people feel overwhelmed by the prospect of improving their relationships, is because the more you experience what you do not want, the more you ask for what you do want. But your observation of what you do not want prevents you from moving toward what you do want. So you hold yourself, without knowing it, in the impossible tug of war of reaching for expansion while holding yourself back from the very expansion you seek. There is one easy-to-achieve understanding that would put every relationship you have into alignment. I can be happy regardless of what anyone else does. By using my own personal ability to focus my thoughts, I can achieve vibrational alignment with my source of happiness, and I will feel good regardless of what others are doing.